Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 23. Wear the full armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his great power. Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you can fight against the devil's evil tricks. Our fight is not against the people on earth. We are fighting against the rulers and authorities and powers of this world's darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly world. That is why you need to put on God's full armor. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. And when you have finished the whole fight, you will be still standing. You will still be standing. So stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist. And on your chest, wear the protection of the right living. And on your feet, wear the good news of peace to help you stand strong. And also use the shield of faith. With that, you can stop all the burning arrows of the evil one. Accept God's salvation to be your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit. That sword is the teaching of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Pray with all kinds of prayers and ask for everything you need. To do this, you must always be ready. Never give up. Always pray for all God's people. Also pray for me. Pray that when I speak, God will give me words so that I can tell you the secret truth of the good news without fear. I have the work of that good news. I am doing that now, here in prison. Pray that when I preach the good news, I will speak without fear, as I should. Final greetings. I am sending to you, Trachius, our brother whom we love. He is a faithful servant of the Lord's work. He will tell you everything that is happening. With me, then you will know how I am, and what I'm doing. That is why I am sending him. I am sending him to encourage you. Peace and love with faith to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you're a fan of Harry Potter. I know some Christians don't like it. Please, folks, it's fiction. It's not to be taken for real. One of the things that Professor Dumbledore feels strongly is that it is right to hold classes in what he calls defense against the dark arts. Some people feel that they ought to have a course called Dark Arts, where they study the arts of those who are against them. Dumbledore thinks that that's not so healthy, and that what they need to do is to work out ways of defending themselves. Now, I mention this because sometimes when we come to evil, when we come to what is called spiritual warfare, some Christians get very interested in the dark arts or the powers of this dark world, as Paul calls them, and they want to know more about them. But in this letter to the Ephesians, Paul is not interested really in talking about these dark powers. He takes for granted that they exist, and he says, here's how you defend yourself. This is the armor of God. So our focus today is not about explaining what these dark powers are. There are different theories on that. They're interesting to look at, I suppose. But what matters is that we are ready to defend ourselves. So here we have the armor of God. The real enemy, Paul says to us, is spiritual. Yes, there are people who hurt us. There are people who stand against us, but Paul is adamant about this. We do not win by paying them back. We do not win by hurting them. Paul has just given a whole load of instructions in the last couple of chapters about how we live, what we say, how we think, talking about the graceful way we're to deal with each other. And then he narrowed it down in the reading from last week about wives and husbands and parents, children, and about slaves and free. Now, it's important to realize that everything in those instructions is about spiritual warfare. The evil powers want to bring us down. One of the key things that we do to defeat those spiritual powers is learn to behave well in our day-to-day relationships. Now, there's a big hint about this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. It starts the verse before about speaking truthfully. It talks about us being members of one body. And it says, in your anger, do not sin. Very important. Principle that anger is not in itself sin, but anger is always one degree off sin. So easy to fall into sin when we are angry. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, and here it is, don't give the devil a foothold. So spiritual powers out there who are against us love it when we are angry. Even if the cause is righteous, even if we know that what we're standing up for is good, the devil knows that anger is one degree away from sin and that he can use this to his advantage. So actually, anger management is a form of spiritual warfare. We're not out to hurt other human beings. We are here to advance the kingdom of God. So on this day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples and they received the Holy Spirit. The good news was announced. Jesus has won. The resurrection has happened. And Paul writes this letter to the Ephesians to say, yes, it's not just that Jesus has won through the resurrection and he's gone to the right hand of God and he's in the position of all power. But Paul is saying in this letter, he's done it to fill the church. He is giving his Holy Spirit to the church so that what Jesus has begun, the church can continue. So in our Bible reading today, it starts, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Paul has already prayed for these people that they will know the power that raised Jesus from the dead in their lives, that God will reveal to them everything that he's planning to give to them. In fact, it's a long time since we looked at chapter 1, but it's worthwhile going back. In chapter 1, verse 3, it says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, now get this, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms, or that could be translated in the spiritual realm, might be clearer for us today. He has blessed us in the spiritual realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. You see, down here on earth, we often feel we're the disadvantaged ones. Some of us are not the privileged ones. Some of us, life is tough. But Paul is saying spiritually, you have the upper hand. Why do you have the upper hand? Because you are in Christ. And therefore you can be part of bringing about his victory. Look at verse 10 of chapter 1. Paul says that God's plan through Jesus is to bring everything in heaven and on earth under Christ. And again, that word heaven perhaps could be best translated for us today in the spiritual realm. God wants to bring perfect unity to the spiritual realm and to the physical realm in Jesus. And he started it by raising Jesus from the dead. And he's called us to be part of that. Is that not just so wonderful and so powerful? It's why Paul is saying you need to fight the right battles. And you need to fight them well. Look what it says in verse 22 of chapter 1. That God has placed all things under Jesus' feet and appointed him to be head over everything. Now here's the key bit. Appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So God wants to fill everything with his love, with his grace, with his power, whether it's spiritual or physical, whatever it may be. And he's doing that now in the church. As Charles Wesley wrote and we sang, "Come down, O love divine." And we've spent a fair bit of time as we've looked through this letter, looking at the prayers in chapter 1 and chapter 3 for Paul praying for God's Holy Spirit to be at work within these people. Anyway, back to chapter 6. What we have here is a picture of a soldier in armour. Now, it's possible, some people think, that Paul was thinking of the Roman army that was all conquering, and he was saying, you got a different type of armour, different battle, different armour. I guess that might have been in his mind. But it's also true that what we have here is based on a number of passages from the prophet Isaiah. We're talking about chapter 11, chapter 49, chapter 52, chapter 57. I haven't got time to look at the verses today, but you could look them up if you want to. And Isaiah has this sense of optimism about the book that yes, things are bad and have been bad, but God is going to win. Israel's enemies are going to be defeated. So chapter 52, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, or those who announce the gospel. But Isaiah saw the victory of God in a certain way. Paul sees it in a different way. He sees it in the light of Jesus. He says, use the armor, use the weapons that are appropriate to what Jesus has done. The number one thing, the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. He writes in chapter 1 to these Ephesians, you were included in Christ, in the Anointed One, when you heard the good news. Paul's job is to announce that good news. So we talk about the belt of truth. Paul has already talked in this letter about the truth of the gospel. He talks about feet being fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. He talks about the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And when he asks them to pray for him, he asks them to pray that he will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. That's why the gospel of Christ matters so much. The gospel is what we advance with. It's not like the Roman Empire that subdues nations by violence. It's a different type of kingdom, that it is announced from the good news of Jesus, using different weapons to win the ultimate war. So prayer is key to what Paul is talking about here. Once you've put your armor on, you're seeking to live righteously, you're ready to talk about the gospel of peace, you've got faith so that when you are attacked on the bad days, you'll be ready. You've got the word of God ready, the sword of the Spirit. You've got the helmet of salvation. You are saved by God. When you've got all these things, pray. Prayer is such a big theme within this letter. What do we pray about? Well, we've used the prayers in chapter 1 and chapter 3 as models, but Paul basically says pray about everything. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert and always keep praying for all the Lord's people. Pray, pray, pray. Some of us have recently completed a prayer course, but Paul just says pray. Get on with it. Talk to the Lord. If the battle is spiritual, it's the Lord that is going to win that battle. Well, there's some words here about Tychicus, Paul's friend, someone who appears a number of times in Paul's letters and in the Acts of the Apostles. A faithful person doing God's work, somebody who Paul utterly trusts. And then there's a final blessing. So let's use that blessing as we bring this study of Ephesians to a close. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. Amen.